And as we get ready for state tournament baseball on Amateur Hour, I'm CJ Baumgartner talking with Josh Hendricks, the coach of the New York Mills Millers. And you guys locked up Region 14C, got to go home as champions. Just first off, congratulations. And how does that feel?
Thanks, CJ. Actually, it feels pretty nice. You know, we've been to the state tournament. This will be our fifth or sixth time in the last 8 years, but this is the only second time we've won the region in that amount of time. So it's pretty nice to finally secure that up again.
Yeah, and you know, to be able to get to go down there not only as the region champion, but also a first round bye. Just talk about how nice that is for you and your team.
Yeah, that's nice because it puts us in a position where we're one win away from the round of 16. You know, competition is stiff down there, especially even in the round two, round one as well. But once you get to round two, you're playing the, you know, teams that won the week before. But it gives you a chance where you're one game away from that round of 16, which is kind of our goal this year after winning a game last year and getting to the next round. We're trying to get to that one more further this year.
Yeah, and you guys are trying to, like you talked about, build on what you did a year ago. How important is it not only to have that first round bye, but just to have the experience of winning a game a year ago and bringing those same guys back and everybody basically just having that confidence knowing that they did it a year ago?
Yeah, thankfully we are now getting a little bit used to playing in the state tournament, which is nice. I like knock on some wood saying that because it's not the case for a lot of teams. So we're pretty blessed that we get to do that. And we're bringing a lot of the same guys back, which it keeps building confidence, experience, familiarity with everything and how things go, the routine before the game, hotel stays, all that stuff. But we do have Logan Small back this year, and we didn't have him last year. And so that'll be a little bit new for him again.
Yeah, and you know he's the Region 14C on the official thing, but the MVP of the tournament. How cool was that for him? And just talk about how much he's put in to get that milestone.
Yeah, Logan loves baseball, and if you've seen the kid, he has a lot of fun out there, and he busts his butt every time, and he's got a great smile whenever he's playing. And so he was well deserving. He's been huge for us all year. And so I think they got the pick right, and he was deserving of it.
Yeah, and as you guys get ready to go down to the state tournament, you don't quite know at the time that we're doing this interview who is going to be that team you're going to play, but you do know one of the two or one of the two options. And just talk about what you've done so far just to kind of get ready for them, or is it pretty much just, hey, we're going to go down there and try our play our brand of baseball?
Well, like normal from a team from 14C, we're going to be one of the smaller teams in the tournament. And we'll know that we'll be getting either Bemidji or Litchfield, which is strong baseball from both those areas. And we'll try to get a little scouting report. We have a lot of guys who play college ball with guys from around the state. And so you get some insight here and there. But with most things, we're going to go down and put out our best team and just try to beat them with what we got like we've done all season.
And, you know, for those around the area, they know what New York Mills Millers baseball is. But for, you know, the teams down at the state tournament who are going to see you guys maybe for the first time, what is it about your team that you want everybody down there to know?
You know, we have a group of couple veterans and now guys who've been there for a few years and a lot of young guys. We got some guys who are young and are hungry for this. Speaking of Darren Gaudette, Logan Small are two big key cogs into our lineup and have hit well for us, pitched well for us, have been our leaders all year. And so those two guys are, I think if people need to watch out for them. If they show up and ready to play, they can show you what we can do up here with baseball as well.
Yeah, and you know, like you talk about showing what we can, what you guys can do up here with baseball in this region. Just talk about how cool it is to get all these teams from around the state together and playing in this tournament.
Yeah, this is one of the greatest get-togethers in Minnesota to end the summer, and we're happy to be a part of it every year. We work really hard to get here, along with all the other teams in our region. But this is something we have an expectation for, and we strive for. And so it's really cool that we get to be a part of it again and go play in another ballpark that we haven't played in, play against some teams we haven't played against, and just be a part of what I think is the great close-up to Minnesota summer.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when you get down to the state tournaments, you've talked about, you've been there a few times, able to see kind of what it takes to be a good team down there. You know, is it pitching or hitting is one that's, I mean, obviously they're both important, but what's one do you feel like gives a team the edge?
You know, from our experience, other than the other year, a couple of years ago when we got absolutely destroyed by Cold Springs, it's been pitching. These are lower scoring games from what our experience has. I mean, we've had a couple higher ones, but it's pitching that usually comes through. And our win last year was definitely pitching, and then a big home run by Brandon Kupfer to put it over the edge for us. And so I think pitching and timely hitting, which is kind of cliche, but I think it holds true in baseball. And so I think it comes down to that, but it's definitely a combination of both. You run into teams that can pitch, and you can run into teams that can hit, and some that can do both.
Yeah, and last question for you here, and we'll let you get out of here. You know, New York Mills, Miller's Baseball, it's been something that I know you take great pride in, and then the community does too. But for those who don't know, just talk about the history of New York Mills, Miller's Baseball, and just how much that community support means to you guys.
Yeah, we got a deep history of baseball in general in New York Mills. It's something that we always try to strive to be great in, from Little League all the way up to amateur baseball. And so we have a deep history of baseball. And just to throw a few names out there, Russ Jacobson, who has been huge in Miller's Baseball, who's passed. And then just everybody who helps around to get these games going. There's so many names to name. I'll get it out on Facebook later. But there's so many things that baseball brings to New York Mills. It's Friday nights with the lights on in town and people get something to do. They come to a Miller's game. And so it's really cool. It's important to us, and we have pride in that. We try to keep showing that for the younger generations. And just to throw another name out there, like last year, I just want to throw Wade Salo out there. We know he's with us.
Yeah, and like you talked about, a lot of people there, a lot of people making great baseball in New York Mills and making that happen, even if they're not on the field. It's really, really cool to see. Josh, we appreciate the time that you've given us here, and best of luck once you get down to the state tournament, okay?
Thanks, CJ. Roll Millers.